setting a lifestyle and an example for people to follow and following through with that leadership. So there are some things I'm going to share with you. I have the remaining notes of the last time we met, but then I have some fresh things that need to be shared at this moment. We thank God for his presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for the Lord Jesus, and we thank you for the assignment that he has given us in Jesus' name. All right, get ready. Let's go to work. I don't have more than a certain amount of time. One of the things you want to do is keeping the vision fresh in you. Keeping the vision fresh in you. Now, vision actually is a redemptive insight from God. It's a redemptive insight from God that has already been paid for. And he's given you the opportunity to reap from the benefit of what already paid for. In other words, connection is so important, because connection with a vision is the only thing a man or woman in this life have to look forward to. You can educate yourself and you can do a lot of things, but the vision is so important, what God is doing. Everything else becomes unimportant if you don't know what God is doing. And so when God permits you to partake in vision leadership, it's a privilege and an opportunity. And so another thing I want you to think about today is how to fully be in alignment with the assignment of this vision. How to fully be in alignment with the assignment of this vision. And you cannot do it unless you understand where this vision originated from, what it's doing now, and where it's headed. Now, the backdrop for all of this is Numbers 23, 22 through 24 in the book of Numbers. John 17 and Matthew 17. You read them on your own, but they'll give you insight of leadership. Jesus in his high priestly prayer prayed about the oneness in the vision, what the Father had given. The vision comes from the Father. Jesus was carrying out a vision. The Holy Spirit was carrying out a vision. The church is to carry out a vision. The kingdom is to carry out a vision. Every believer who tied in with God, they're supposed to be all the time carrying out the vision. You're vision carriers. Write that down. I'm a vision carrier, and I must always be carrying out the vision. Anything else come, it's just, turn to Numbers 24. Anything else come in my life is just part of the vision.
Right.
You see, I don't put the vision aside as one of the numbers.
Right.
You know, Josh said, me and my house, y'all do it, decide what we're going to serve the Lord. Well, a visionary, visionaries, wow, should know how important the vision is. And you can't let your emotion or your feeling get hurt. The vision is still alive.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes in a vision there is direction, but also in a vision there's correction. Now, if you can't handle a correction, you can't be a leader. Because you're going to have to be a corrector.
Right. Yes, sir.
You're going to have to correct other people. I mean, that's part of the assignment. So the connection, the correction, the provision, the protection that a vision provides for people, it's actually a dwelling place. When a real word from God is in motion and you part of it,
yes, sir,
it's a dwelling place.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
And it's powerful. I feel so sorry for people who have no vision from God.
Right.
You know, a lot of people got a lot of vision. They won't build this and build that, build that. But no vision from God is a sad sack of potatoes.
Yes,
and actually, leading in the spirit is the highest type of vision, for it cover all the rest of them. So you have to see the importance here. You have to see the importance here. You have to focus. Now, this is a sort of a twist of this text, but yet it bespeak what we need to hear. I think this morning, Balaam and Balak, man wanted man to curse Israel, and the man ended up saying, "You can't curse whom God had blessed."
Right.
The first verse in the 24th chapter, I'm just going to read a few verses for our consideration. When Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not as the other time. The other time he went seeking for enchantment. But he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and he saw Israel abiding in his tent according to their tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon him. If you see like God see, the Spirit will come on you. If you're looking awkwardly and you don't see what God is seeing, a lot of times your life going to be baffled. You're not going to know what to do. So you want to make sure, I'm going to give you some principles how to see like God see.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. How to see like God see. See, because what that would remove is all contamination.
Yeah.
Because sometimes our personal agenda bring a blinding or contamination upon God, what God really wants us to do and what God really wants us to have and who God really wants us to be. So we want to set ourselves so we can. And it's possible, I want you to know it's possible, but possibility is not the highest rank in the spirit.
Yeah.
You know, they say all things are possible, that's not the highest rank. The highest rank in the spirit is realization.
Yes, sir. Okay.
See, it's not your dream, it's not your hope, it's not the information, it's not the revelation, it's not the possibility, it's not your desire. The highest things in the spirit realm is coming to a realization. Become real to you, personal. You see, and when that happened, then you going forward then. I mean, nothing and nobody can stop you. When you come to a realization of a revelation, that thing become you, and you become it. And so you act like a God then. See, so take that note, possibilities. It's not God's high.
Right.
It's possible,
right.
But is the it have it been realized
right.
To the point that you won't think nothing else?
Hallelujah.
This is what's gonna happen.
Right. Yeah, I got it. Yes, sir.
See, when it comes to a realization in your spirit,
yes, sir.
Nothing else cannot happen. But
right.
What you say gonna happen?
Right.
I can mess with you right there because I feel the spirit. But that's a promotion you just received this morning.
Yeah, yes,
is this thing real to me?
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
I got a lot of scriptures
right.
And I prayed a lot of prayer.
Right.
But have my eyes been open to see what God sees?
Right. Yeah. Right. Oh, yes, sir.
You know you see the beginning and the ending, right?
Yeah, right.
See to be a visionary. To be. And I'm calling you all visionary. You got to be able to see what God sees. Wow. And so here, the third verse says, and he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, had said, and the man, now watch this, the man whose eyes or open has said. You ain't got no business talking if your eyes not open. What do you have to say to anybody? You can't see. The blind can't lead the blind. And see, vision, as visionaries, our eyes ought to be open beyond one moment.
Right, yes, sir.
See, you got the vastness of the vision is not one setting.
Right. Yes, sir.
And what I'm saying, you'll get crippled if say for instance, as the overseer, if I'm dealing with something, you let that one thing become funky to you.
Right.
And begin to stank in your nostrils, stank in your heart.
Right.
No, there's a lot of stuff has to be dealt with.
Right.
And I'm reaching out for God.
Right. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to find out what way God wants this ship to go.
Right. Oh, yes, sir.
You upset about last month. Something we dealt with. You got to see further than that.
Right.
God, keep my eyes open.
See?
People aren't supposed to have their mouth open if their eyes not open.
That's right.
You don't supposed to be saying nothing
right.
about anything if you can't see.
Right.
First, find your way. Luke 24:32. They couldn't see him.
Right.
He opened their eyes. Then they saw him.
Yes, sir.
Luke 24:45, they couldn't understand.
That's right.
He opened their understanding so they could understand the scripture and see what he was doing,
you see.
And that's where leaders has to be. That's where we have to be.
Oh, yes, sir.
I say that's where we have to be.
Yes,
a man, a woman with your eyes open
right.
in the realm of the spirit. Leaders has to be good followers.
Right. Yes.
Watch out. What? Leaders has to be good followers.
Right.
If you can't follow, you can't lead.
Amen. That's right.
Leaders have to be the greater.
Yeah.
The greatest followers.
Right.
Greater than lay people
right.
who are not leaders.
Right.
Leaders should follow better than them. Can't follow, you can't lead. Can't take it, you won't make it. Sometimes it's salt, sometimes it's pepper. Sometimes your eyes gonna burn. Because God is trying to clear your eyes up so you can see like him. So he irritates your eyes. He permits things not to run smooth in your life. He's trying to get your attention.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Run too smooth, you're not paying attention. I'll tell you what this vision is about. I don't know no more than 2 days, it's Sunday and Wednesday. The rest of the days, I don't even know what year it is sometimes.
Right.
My family had to keep me up. What day it is? What day? Thursday? What? But I know Sunday and Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
That's been like that for years.
Yeah.
I barely can tell you what year it is right now. It don't make me know what year it is.
Right.
It's the same year.
Yeah, right.
All right, come on. Verse 3 again. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor had said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, see his eyes open, then he said, he has said, which heard the words of God and saw what?
The vision.
Of what?
Of the Almighty.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And saw the vision. So his eyes open,
right.
He said something,
right.
And he saw the vision of the Almighty. Lord, open everybody's eyes in this room. So they can see. They can see how you're trying to bless them.
Right.
See,
yeah.
once you see the vision,
right.
You see the blessing that come from the
right.
vision.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We saw the vision of the Almighty falling in a trance, but having his eyes open. In a trance, but his eyes open. I guess that's part of the deal. You're almost in a trance.
Right. Oh, yeah.
When you get in the spirit, you're locked down. You see people, you see situation, but you're sort of seeing beyond everything you see.
Right.
All right? Now, Acts 6, 1 through 7 is the groundwork of the vision.
Right.
And you got multitude and you got murmuring. And you got certain men and women have to be selected to handle the business who are full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom and full of faith. And then if you look at the fourth verse, to be a leader, you have to surrender to certain things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you notice in that fourth verse, Acts 6 and 4, it says, we give ourselves.
Yes, sir.
You see, that's what it said?
Right. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. See, that's a surrendering statement. I mean, to be in alignment with God's assignment, you're going to have to Acts 20:28 says, take heed to yourself.
Right.
See, you have to take heed before you can lead.
Right.
To yourself.
Right. Yeah.
You have to take heed to yourself before you can feed
right.
anybody's spiritual thing. See, both verses, Acts 6 and 4. Acts 20:28. It's talking about something we have to do with ourselves.
Right.
We give ourselves continuously to prayer. Notice the order and the ministry of the word. Prayer first. Prayer first, all right? Now, so I'm going to show you some things out of there. I'm going to show you some things. Now, let me, the Lord told me to do this, so let me do it. You know, the Lord never asks you to do nothing. He don't do something for you. You must know, Leon, the blessing of the connection.
Right.
You must know it. You must know some things happening to you that are not just happening
right.
because of you.
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
Right.
Yes,
sir. Right. So to give you an initiative to stay coming forward,
right.
there's something in this for you.
I
mean, that's what the Lord want me to tell you. That's what the Lord want me to tell you because, see, people ain't about doing something for nothing. God, girl, you can lie. Don't lie to me. I want something, Lord. How many of y'all be honest? Say it then. I want something, Lord. Yeah, I want my life blessed. Yeah, yeah. Well, nothing wrong with that, see? Nothing wrong with that. You ain't up in here for nothing. You don't come to this church for nothing.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You ain't got up this morning and put them clothes on for nothing.
That's right.
You want something.
That's, right.
That's all right. God already know that.
Right. Yes, sir.
Help me, Lord Jesus. Janet wanted a husband.
Right.
She got it. She stayed long enough. All right. Keep an altar and audience before God. Always give God an audience. In other words, give him your attention. Keep an altar. Prayer time is prime time. Yeah. It's preparation time. It's atmosphere creating time. See, all of this don't just happen. See, you have to have that altar before God, and let him align you with what he want to happen. You see me? So that altar is so important because if you, as a leader, don't stay at your altar, you're gonna fall off. You're not going to be able to handle it because you're trying to handle it from a mental perspective alone, and this is spiritual happening.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So let me say it this way. The altar will keep you connected.
Yes, sir. Right. Glory to God.
Yeah, the altar will keep you connected. You see, because you need to be able to, as being a part, you need to be able to flow with me in the service. Nothing I say should throw you.
Right. That's right.
Let me tell you why, Shirley. Because you trust me.
Right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
If you don't trust me, you don't need to be hooked up here.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So leaders have to be trusting.
Right. That's right. Glory to God.
And that only gonna happen by God.
Right.
My goodness, it's gonna happen only happen by God. All right. So Acts 6:1-8 is your text for that first statement. Keep an altar and audience before God. And there's some words I want to give you to have for your personal lives and your family. Expectation. Expectation. Because I'm connected. Encounters. On the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17, they had an encounter. Heaven opened up. God started talking. Heaven opened up. God started talking. That's what happened in the third chapter of Matthew when John baptized Jesus. Heaven opened up. God started talking. The Holy Spirit started moving. And words were spoken to take men beyond the natural. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. So your job, my job, is at all time to be pleasing to God.
Yes, yes, sir.
Give God the place to give a verdict.
Right.
God's verdict is, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't care what's going on.
Right. Amen. Oh, yes, sir.
It's going to change.
You're right.
To my favor.
Right.
Encounter, experiences, explosion. It's explosive to walk with God. Any moment, any good thing can happen that you may not never thought could happen.
Yeah, right. Right. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
It's leadership stuff. It's not a drag.
Right.
No, it's blessing. Secondly, attend to the word with accuracy. Attend to the word with accuracy. Proverbs 4:20-23, because your soul will do anything. Your soul will take instruction from anywhere, anybody. So your conscious mind must be in guard of your soul all the time. Your soul don't make no choices. See, in your soul is your mind, your emotion, your memory. Conscious, your will, it'll take orders from anybody. So if your conscious mind is not watching your soul, you won't get in trouble. Think. See, people just acting, just praying. No, you got to think. God told us to think. See, Christians think they just say a few prayers, pray in tongue a little while, and just go. No, you got to think. What did Ephesians 3:20 say? Now unto him that David do exceed abundantly above what we what? Ask a thing. You gotta think blessed. You gotta think like a leader. Somebody go to murmuring around you, you're a leader. Say what? Come, let me talk to you. Now, I was told to ask this question. I try to get around it, but I'm going to have to ask it. Do you know me? In the spirit? You might know my name. You might call me an apostle. You might call me a pastor. But do you really know me? Have you asked the Lord anything about me? I'm telling you, ask the Lord about it. Your next prayer time, I want you to ask the Lord, who is Leroy Thompson? What have you made him to be to you? Because you cannot follow somebody you don't know. What I'm asking you to do, I'm asking you to know my heart. If you know my heart, you will understand my action. Because if you don't know me, you're going to get hurt up here. You're going to get hurt. Yeah, you're going to get hurt. Your feeling going to get hurt. What? I got to ask it again, Lord? Do you know me? Have you asked God, who am I following? Who am I connected with? Go ahead and ask him. You ask him. You ask him at your prayer time. Ask him. And because you need to know this. Mysteries, mantles, marks, and movement. You need to know the mystery. You need to know the mantle. You need to know the mark. And you need to know the movement. Or you're going to miss it. It's given to you to know the mystery. You have to know that this is, no matter how many negative things have been said over the time about different things, but you have to know this is a movement.
Right.
It's an apostolic movement in Darrow.
Yes, sir.
Around the world.
Yes, sir.
Places that God has taken us that the church have backed out thousands of years ago, mm-hmm. and he's coming back into it. Just for instance, health. Health. See, the whole church has been based on healing. The Bible talks about health. What it takes to stay in health. One of the biggest things to stay in health. What goes in? Next 2 years, if I catch one of y'all sick, I'm going to get a blackjack vine and run you all the way to your house with a gun in my other hand.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is pay attention.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Always operate in a fresh anointing. Psalm 92:10. The psalmist cried, Lord, anoint us with fresh oil. Oil, bespeak the Holy Spirit. Fire, bespeak the Holy Spirit. Wind, bespeak the Holy Spirit. And rain, bespeak the Holy Spirit. It's a refreshing. So always, Psalm 92:10, I give you the verse, and you have to look at some of these verses yourself. Now this next one, the Lord spoke to me earlier this morning, about 5 o'clock this morning. Knowing the importance of creating a fresh atmosphere. Knowing the importance. See, you can't function with God in a still atmosphere or in a yesterday atmosphere. See, the day in this service, the morning worship service, and tonight in the health class, there will be a fresh atmosphere. Because I always ask the Lord for the fresh. Yeah, see, fresh. I mean, in other words, God on the scene right now. Creating something. For the particularly for the people who is present. See. When I was in sin, I lacked the hot Krispy Kreme donut. He said, go and sin no more. That's what he said. Go and sin no more. You won't be healthy. Go and sin no more. So when I was in sin, I wanted the one off the belt. Well, the same atmosphere. God wanted the one off the belt. He wants you fresh. When you come in his presence, he wants you to know it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit. We need a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing where the fuel of the Holy Spirit can give us the power and the energy. Watch, I'm using words here now. Frequency. Connect properly with what does say the Lord. Atmosphere. Pregnancy. New birth. In a right atmosphere is always pregnancy. There's always new babies in the spirit being born. New dimension. Oh my God, I feel the presence of God. Huh? See, fresh, a fresh atmosphere. See, we create the atmosphere for this church and for this ministry and for this vision. What you thinking about when you're sitting in that chair? You can't be floating. You got to flow. You got to force yourself to flow. So come back here. Come back here, John. You can't go over there. Come back here. I'm with the man of God. We got to get this thing done. It got stiff in his atmosphere. It got stiff, and I know it. Open up here. Let us through. See. You can't be talking about, it feel funny up in here. You say that, you brought it. You get out, and it'd be better. You see what I'm saying? You got to think, man. You got to be thinking. You got to be flowing. See, you. Listen. Leaders can't flow. Right, we got a lot of floaters coming today. Right. They're gonna float. You know, just right. Well, yeah. Can you? And they're heavy. You got to carry them. You see. But I need the leaders flying. Right. The spirit whisper say, "I got that." And the currents begin to change. Why? The dimension for a greater flow is present. Never think of yourself more hotter than you ought to think of yourself.
That's right.
You got to stay, I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself, you got to stay in a yield position.
Right.
See, anytime you function with somebody higher than you, talking about God now, and the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, and a purpose that's beyond you, you got to know how to yield.
Right.
You got to know how to change your mind.
You're right.
I'll tell you another one. You want to hear this one? Yes, you got to know how to change your feeling.
Right. That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
Feeling.
Yes, sir.
What you up to here?
Right. That's right.
I'm not feeling right up here. What's up here?
Right.
I talk to you feeling. You're going to line up with the rest of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
See, when I'm not talking to my feeling, well, just go ahead on and miss it then. Because that's who you got to talk to. Your feeling get flaky sometimes.
Amen.
And want to tell you what way to go. And you're not operating by feeling, you're operating by faith.
Right.
Acts 4:29-33 is where atmosphere changes when they begin to call on God and the Holy Ghost fell. And the opposition didn't mean nothing then because the opportunity got bigger than the opposition. God started pointing himself out. Every time you got an opposition, look for opportunity. Behind every opposition, I'm telling you, now listen to me. See, this is just, see, if you wasn't in this class, you wouldn't get it. See, behind every opposition, there's a great opportunity. Keep looking. Don't let the opposition fake you out. Don't let the opposition fake you out. There's an opportunity there. God willing to do something better for you. Don't even consider your opponent.
Right.
Consider the opportunity.
Right.
Your opponent are already defeated.
Right.
So stop spending so much time talking to the devil.
Right.
When Cassie Clay used to lock them boys out, he ain't talk to them no more. He went to his room. You don't get down there and talk to a person on the can you get up? All right. So it's fresh atmosphere, right? Hearing fresh announcement from heaven, open heaven, moving spirit, the voice of God. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, when John baptized Jesus, the heaven opened. Spirit moved, the voice spoke. That's what should be happening in your life as a leader. Permitting the vision I'm going to say this a little different than I got it wrote down. Permitting the vision to give you divine answers,
yes, sir,
for your situation.
Right. Yes, sir.
That you can give divine answers to the people.
Right.
Permitting the vision to give you divine answers. You ought to walk, you ought to be walking with fresh divine answers because of your position. If you don't have divine answers for your situation, how in the world are you going to give somebody following you divine answers? And some of these people, when they find out you're a leader, they'll slip up to you and ask you a question or put a proposal before you. What you think about that? You really want to know what I think? Come here. I think what the visionary thinks. You, have you talked to him yet? You're not going to make a bastard spirit out of me. Have you talked to Pastor? Have you talked to Leroy Jr.? Have you talked to Montreal? Don't have you talked to some of his family? What, have you found out what he thinking? It don't make a difference what I think. What the visionary thinking? I'm with the vision, me. That's where my blessing come from. Don't be trying to cross me up here. I don't want to talk about this. Getting me contaminated with you. I'm praying, seems like I'm not getting no answer. I've been praying about this for about 17 hours. Nothing happened yet. Unplug the line. Unclog the line. You have a greater responsibility and accountability because you're a leader. But you're destined to walk in greater blessing. Reverend, are you telling me because I'm hooked up in a leadership position in this vision that I have a right to walk in greater blessing?
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Look at Psalm 68 and 19 and write Psalm 103, 1 through 3 under that. But look at Psalm 68 and 19. We have to read this. I'm going to give you a statement from this. Psalm 68 and 19. Oh, God. How often?
Yes, sir.
What that voice say?
Blessed be the Lord. Daily bless the Lord is our benefit. Daily.
So this is a day of benefit, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow too.
Yes, sir. Your glory to God.
The next day too.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
He say he does it what?
Daily. Yes, sir.
Who daily loaded? Loaded. Look, loaded. I'm loaded. Say I'm loaded. I'm loaded with benefit. You got to talk to yourself, man. Talk your blessing. I'm loaded with benefit. Don't look at the situation. I ain't telling you to look at the situation. I'm telling you to look at the benefit. Say, I'm loaded with benefit. My body is loaded with benefit. My pocket is loaded with benefit. My house is loaded with benefit. I'm loaded everywhere. Loaded, man.
Loaded, man.
I see some of y'all can't eat this. Y'all think y'all are still in the same position.
Yes, sir.
The Lord just spoke.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That he wants you loaded.
Loaded.
Not limited.
Loaded. Loaded. Oh, yes, sir.
Not lacking.
Right. Loaded.
How you doing?
Loaded.
How you doing today?
Loaded.
Loaded with what?
Benefit.
From where?
God.
Whoa!
God.
Come on, call out. Whoa!
Holler again. Whoa! Yeah. See, can you follow all of it? Holler again. Whoa!
See, what you're doing there? You're opening your tank.
That's right. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
You don't care what nobody else thinks.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
You think I'm so blessed? I'm half goofy. I get goofy.
Yeah, right.
When I get in the presence of God, I just say whatever he tells me. Oh! See, they over there just a hollering. What they doing? They're getting loaded. That's what loaded people do. Woo! That's what loaded people do. Loaded people make noise. What?
Yeah.
Loaded people can't be quiet.
Right. Oh, yes,
people who are really blessed are not going to set up a service and the man of God talking, and they're going to say, hey, amen. They ain't going to do that. They're going to tear chairs loose. People who partaking of God's goodness can't be quiet. You can't be telling me tomorrow, shh, you can't tell me that then. I can't pay attention to that. What? Shh. What? As you follow me, as I follow Christ, I call you loaded. Now I'm speaking blessing on you right now. Loaded with health. Long life. Free of sickness and disease. Believe that. Attend to it with thanksgiving. As if it is already here. Because it is here. Because the Lord is here. There's nothing wrong with being loaded. Of all good things. Woo! Delight yourself in the Lord. Give what? Yeah, your heart. Come to a leadership meeting and get loaded. There's an apostolic load in here this morning. There's apostolic load in that the church need to see, and the first place the church going to see it is in leaders who are connected properly. How they did that? How they got so blessed? Isaiah 1:19.
Yes, sir.
John 15:7.
Oh, yes, sir.
Matthew 6:33. That's how I did it.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
If you're willing. What? What you do what?
Yes, sir.
If you abide in me, what you can do? What happened? Matthew 6:33 say what? And he's writing, what has happened? That's a wrap.
Oh, yes, sir.
Those three verses can take you anywhere. Look, let me try to close here. Whoa, my goodness.
Thank you, Father.
Allowing God to load you daily with his benefit. Psalm 68:19, Psalm 103, verses 1-3. I like this next one, and this we have to do something about this, I think. Well, Darius in here, he's not in here, right? 900, how many seats on the floor? 990? I mean, what? 600, 900 what? On the floor, behind them curtain too. All right, write it down. 926. Before the curtain is 600 what? Give me one before the curtain. I know the whole thing is just 1,300 seats in the sanctuary. All right, now, but we're going to build another one.
Amen.
But we got to get this one full.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. All right,
now, you get it there and get it to me. I want those 1,300 with the bottom and the top. Now, before the curtain, how many? With the curtain closed, six what? We got to get that full.
Right.
Yes, because the next principle I'm about to give you, I'm going to show you how we're going to do it.
Yes,
all right? I remember how Fred Price, many years ago, 20 years ago, I found out how Fred had so many people listening to. Fred was already anointed, but people need to know he anointed.
Right.
And so somebody told him.
Right.
Now watch what I'm going to say the next one. So y'all got them number? 600 and what?
64.
Before the curtain.
Before.
With the curtain open, what?
926.
And the whole church is 1,300. Y'all got. I want y'all with them figures, because I want y'all speaking to those figures.
Yes, sir.
I want y'all to have expectation.
Right, 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 right.
I want y'all to never say nothing negative again about the people don't want to come,
right, right,
or the people hate our ministry. Shut up. Shut up.
Yes,
say nothing. Don't say none of that.
Right.
Amen. Yep. Attracting people by the advertisement of your life,
yes, sir,
is making in the vision.
Right.
So, attraction by advertisement. See, because you're connected right, you're going to advertise.
Right. Right.
Yeah, because your life, things going to happen in your life, then you're going to go to materialize it.
Right. Yes, sir.
In your life. I mean, it's all right to visualize,
right. Yes, sir.
But things will begin to materialize in your life,
yes, sir,
because some people can't see nothing else.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more, then we're going to go. Being accountable with purpose, passion, protocol, planting, pursuing God's will by his plans. Let me give that to you, that Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV Bible. It'd be a good reading for you. Being accountable with purpose, number one. Passion, number two. Protocol, number three. Planting, you got to be planted.
Right.
Pursuing God's will by his plans. Wow, you understand?
Yes, sir.
Pursuing God's will by his plan. Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes, sir.
These notes are not recorded nowhere else but here on this paper and in you. This is from heaven.
Right.
This is leadership training that I'm probably gonna have to compile and give to my I think it's 83 churches that they can train their leaders with this type of insight from heaven. You want something? Are you stupid? Yeah, Lord, I want something. I come to church today because I want something. Because if you don't want nothing, God said, my, how stupid it can be to come here with me with all things and they say, I just come to serve you, Lord. Lord, so you know you didn't. No, you didn't. You need something. I got it. That's what he's saying. I'm going to give it to you. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we got to stop all this old religious stuff. I just love the Lord. I love the Lord, but you know you want him to love you back, don't you?
Forgetting out all his benefits.
Forgetting out all of his benefits. That's right there. Forgetting out all of his
benefits.
See? See? Nobody coming through them gates today just to say hallelujah. Sure, I ain't stupid. we know that. I didn't come here for nothing. I expect God to bless me. Because he told me not to forget his benefit.
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't expect the person, we got to get out of here. I don't expect the person who's not serving God to live like me.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Never.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm beyond material.
Right. That's right.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm talking about the peace.
Oh.
That passes all understanding, keeping my heart in mind at all times. You go crazy, man, with all this stuff going on. You wouldn't have a God. I wouldn't have somebody I know in control, because I got a lot of folks acting like they're in control. But I know. Lift your hand. Let me bless you. Father, we just thank you. Direct us into carrying out this vision in the realm of the supernatural.
Yes, Father.
Every talent, every gift that is in this room, anoint them in special ways. Help open my eyes that I can see. Open their eyes that they can see. Open those who are coming that you're sending here this morning. Open their eyes that they can see. And we create an atmosphere in the sanctuary that you can walk down the aisles a day. Lord Jesus, and drop some blood on situation that seemed like it don't want to get straight. Meet the need of the people. Give them joy unspeakable and full of glory. We give you the credit and all the honor for what's be done at this house today. This house is your house. This people is your people. We come before you in praise. We got our hand lifted. And we declare city. And we declare, let the Lord be magnified. Come on, say it loud and proud. Say it again.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Say it one more time.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.